This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, give or take, 2 months left in the CDC's pandemic eviction moratorium. Renters and landlords have little time to get the money that was set aside for them in the American Rescue Plan. In the meanwhile, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is stepping in with a rule of its own to make sure that tenants know their rights and that those who violate the eviction moratorium are aware of the legal risks. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one from Washington.
Starting May 3rd, debt collectors will be required to give tenants clear and conspicuous written notice of their rights under the CDC moratorium. Dave Uegio is acting director of the CFPB.
The notice has to be provided on the same day as the eviction notice, or if there's no eviction notice required by law, on the day the eviction action is filed.
Debt collectors are also forbidden from giving tenants misleading information about their rights. Now, just who this rule applies to gets a bit complicated. Jan Steger runs the Receivables Management Association International, an industry group representing collection agencies, debt purchasers, and sellers. And she says her members,
the only time they would get involved would be sort of post-eviction, when there may be some rent due and that gets turned to collections or potentially sold to our members.
So the CFPB is targeting one particular segment of the collection market. Andrea Bopp-Stark is an attorney at the National Consumer Law Center.
Some landlords hire debt collectors to initiate the eviction process, whether that's sending the initial eviction letter trying to collect on unpaid rent, or they will hire an attorney.
In this case, lawyers can also be debt collectors. If they don't follow the new rules, the CFPB says they could face prosecution and leave themselves open to tenant lawsuits, including class actions. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.